Well, more stories of survival are emerging from the New South Wales south coast. Residents at an evacuation centre at Ulladulla are only now just getting over the shock of the weekend inferno to be able to recount their nightmarish attempts to escape the Currawong blaze. They spoke to our reporter Isabel Rowe.
Daniel Yench describes himself as resilient.
I was in a big car accident back in April 23rd, 2015, where Pretty much died on the side of the road, two collapsed lungs, broken neck, broken back. So this is like nothing.
He's a small business owner and a resident of Conjola Park, one of the worst hit towns on the New South Wales south coast, where an uncontrollable wall of fire tore through on New Year's Eve.
Power pole's fallen down. The missus thought she was going to die. She was screaming out, you know, we're going to die. So quickly turned the car around, went up the street, and I had a friend at a property up there who was pretty well off, and I knew he would have had some good systems to fight the fire.
Daniel and his partner Alicia headed to the closest bit of water they could find, a dam.
Took no time in getting in. Yeah.
You got in the dam?
Yeah, got in the dam.
Mm. And then it was you and your partner and the dog?
Yep, yep.
Under a blanket?
Yeah, well, the dog scratching the life out of her, and still he couldn't breathe because it was so black from all the smoke, and had to wait on the other side of the dam, but yeah, it got pretty bad where, like, I thought, oh, I wonder what it would be like to suffocate.
The couple survived to the fire front, then climbed out to see what was left.
Mine was flattened.
It was already gone.
Yeah, yeah, everything in my property is just completely just flat. Like, you wouldn't believe it, like glass has just melted to just puddles on the ground.
He saved some of his trucks, and Daniel is now staying at family and friends' houses. His car is full of clothes and basic items donated from the Ulladulla Evacuation Centre. Also at the centre is Chris Hughes. It wasn't his first fire.
I've been an ex-rural firefighter for country towns around Junoo and that, and I was a supervisor in the Canberra bushfires as communications, and it was bad, but this was as bad, if not worse. You know, it was soul-destroying, this thing.
He went to Fisherman's Paradise to help a friend with her property, but got stuck when the fire came through and had to stay and fight.
You could hear, it sounded like 100 or 200 horsemen coming with whips at the trees, the cracking in the trees. It was going crack, 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 crack. Unbelievable. Like whip, you know, like a whip crack?
Yeah.
It was very loud, and the trees were exploding, I suppose. This was after the fire went through.
Chris Hughes is now having meals at the evacuation centre to keep his friend company while she's unable to go home.
This is a wonderful place here. More people should come here to these evacuation places. The Red Cross are doing a brilliant job. The doctors are here. They give you free medical, cups of tea and meals all day, you know. And a lot of people are shell-shocked.
Daniel Yench says he's lost about $100,000 of equipment for his scrap metal business. But he's doing all right.
But at the end of the day, you know, 100,000 is nothing. You can earn that back in 1 year. You know, you can't replace your life, so you just suck it up and move on.
Conjola Park small business owner Daniel Yench speaking to Isabel Rowe.